A big, big 3 points for us here in Ballymena today, David.
Big performance, the mentality. And I've been crying out for that. The Linfield fans have been crying out for that. And we certainly got that today. You know, 1-0 down, difficult place to come, conditions, a little bit awkward. But, you know, they stood up second half and got three goals. And my eyes deservedly won the game.
Great reaction, great character to come back from 1-0 down to, you know, to get a big, big win, that, wasn't it?
That's what it takes at Linfield. You know, the Linfield fans and me as a manager will forgive the players anything. But the effort was there today, the commitment, the desire, people closing down, managing the game. You know, at times, sometimes we took a couple of yellow cards, but it stood up and, you know, we're certainly counted today. And as I said before, deservedly won the game.
Great finish by Sean Moore to get us on the road, wasn't it?
Great finish. Sean's last couple of games played centre midfield. He gives you a little bit of energy, gives you a little bit of everything. He's an honest lad who wants to do well. And, you know, them type of players, you can't go far wrong. And he popped up with an absolutely fantastic finish. I seen him running through and I'm thinking, oh no, Sean, where are you going? But he brought us back into the game. And you seen the reaction of the players. They wanted to get the second, they wanted to get the third. And that's what we demand here.
That's great. From your point of view, there are two of our main strikers also on the score sheet.
Delighted. And Batesy, I'm sure, has been disappointed as he's not played the last couple of games, but I can only pick 11 players to play on a Saturday, and I'm explaining that week in, week out to the players that it's not going to be the 1-day 11 that's going to make it successful. It's going to be the 16 involved on the Saturday, the 18, 19, the 20 that we train with during the week. They're the ones, you know, because everybody's going to play their part. And Batesy came on today, and delighted that he scored a goal. His contribution, Aaron Burns come on, kept the ball, kept us moving. Johnny Fraser coming on, play. You know, you bring subs on, you want an impact, and I think we got an impact out of the three boys today.
Johnny Fraser was an immediate impact. I think he set up the goal for Andy Waterworth that set us on the way for the 3 points.
He did. Great little cutback. Johnny's, you know, he's that quick, he's that fast. You know, he's going to threaten in behind on a really heavy pitch. So credit to my boys. It was a tough game, tough on the legs, tough on the bodies. But we get ready now. Boxing Day is a huge game. It's a huge game for me. I'm desperately looking forward to it, and I can't wait.
The sign of the future is Johnny Fraser and Paul Smith, 18 and 19, both playing up front, running their hearts out for this badge, weren't they?
That's it. And as I say, the Linfield fans will forgive anything. But if I don't see people being committed to this club, I'm delighted Johnny signed the contract. I want players at this club who want to play for this club, not coming up, picking a few quid up, turning up, expecting to play, not expecting to play, don't really care. Johnny and Paul, I've signed them within the space of 2 months since being here, and they give me that little bit of, you know, delight going home. And Paul, I say, was a shining light through November, through the disappointing side, but I couldn't wait the next game to see what Paul Smith was going to do, and now Johnny Fraser's the same.
As you say, that's what it's all about, players who want to play for this club, isn't it?
Yep, you've got to have a feeling for the club, and say if you don't, you know, I'll spot it, the crowd will spot it, the players that you mix with in the dressing room spot it. And going forward, I want to sign players eventually with players with big hearts that want to come to Linfield to win trophies, because that's why I come here.
Talking about big hearts, I think there were two central defenders today who were absolutely immense. I mean, how would you decide a man of the match between Stafford and Gallagher today?
Be difficult. More cocky again, right back. Not a familiar position with him. But his body on the line, tackled, Stafford, Gallagher, Matty Clark's been excellent the last 3-4 weeks. So that's where we're going to, especially coming here, it's physical. It's going to be physical when we play Glentoran. And we need big, strong characters to stand up.
It's a big result. I think it takes us up in the third in the table tonight. So, you know, we need to be moving up that league table, don't we?
That's what it's all about. You know, third's not good enough for Linfield, second's not good enough for Linfield. So we need to get back to where we belong, and I firmly believe, and hopefully Linfield fans, I get that opportunity to take us back to the top of the table, because I'm telling my players now, well, it's this year, next year, or the year after, Linfield will certainly win this title again. And I firmly believe that with the fans that we have, they're a delight. And say they've been good as gold. It's been disappointing for the last number of weeks at times, but they've stuck behind us, they've got behind the players, they've got behind me, and that's what we're going to need more of.
It's the first of four games against Ballymena. Today has no impact on the upcoming games against Ballymena, does it?
No, but it gives us the confidence to know that we can beat Ballymena, especially down here. It's not an easy place to come. We've got them at Windsor, hopefully in the Cup final and in the Irish Cup. But say, it could be different. Ballymena may come out and try and play. But I know Windsor Park will suit our style of play eventually. And the bigger the pitch is, the bigger we can make it as players, and hopefully the more success we can get on the pitch.
It's a great win for us today, but Glentoran is also on today, so it sets it up for an almighty game next week, doesn't it?
Big game. I know Alan, I've worked with Alan. I know he'll be firing the Glentoran players, getting them ready for the game next week. I say, I can't wait. I haven't been to Boxing Day for a number of years, supporting Linfield. Now I'm going there as manager of Linfield. I'm privileged, I'm honoured, and I can't wait.
Be a proud day for you, big crowd, big atmosphere, the biggest game in the local calendar. It'll be a proud day for yourself.
Proud day, and it'll only be a proud day, it'll be a big day if we go and perform and hopefully come away with the right result.
Well done today, David.
Cheers.
And I'm sure on behalf of yourself, you'll want to wish all our people the very happiest of Christmases.
Happiest of Christmas, as I say. Christmas is always a busy time, it's a tough time for people, a lot of expense spurred. Get yourself down to the Oval on Boxing Day and get right behind the team and this football club. And I'll demand success off the players, I'll demand success off the staff, and hopefully we can get back to being the Linfield that I know we should be.
Happy Christmas to yourself and to all the players, David.
Cheers, Andy. Good man.